Biden signed the law at a White House ceremony with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Vice President Kamala Harris, and several other elected officials looking on.
Today, I'm honored to sign in law something that's long overdue. And the National Museum of Asian and Pacific American History and Culture here in Washington, D.C. You can clap for that because it's very good.
The law creates an 8-member commission to study how to make such a museum a reality in Washington, including whether it should be part of the Smithsonian Institution. As the daughter of an Indian immigrant mother, Vice President Kamala Harris is one of the nation's most high-profile Asian Americans. She said the importance of recognizing the contributions of Asian Americans helps bring all Americans together.
To teach this history is to help all of us as Americans understand where we come from. And to teach this history is to help us understand who we are.
The House passed the bill in April, and the Senate did so in May, which Biden had designated as Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. President Biden said that the idea for the museum is coming at the right time, as incidents of xenophobic anti-Asian hate still occur far too frequently in this country.
Museums of this magnitude and consequence are going to inspire and educate. More than anything else, it's going to help people see themselves in the story of America, a story that makes us a better America.
The legislation was sponsored by New York Democratic Congresswoman Grace Meng, Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono, and Democratic California Congressman Ted Lieu, among others. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.